You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Ernie Chen, the CEO of Adson International Group. We're discussing the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success. This week, we're identifying a business idea desired by the market. They say that niche ideas are great, but at a time like this, wouldn't it be better to cater to the masses?
I think it's always good to know exactly who your target audience is, be it a mass market or whether it's a niche market. But more importantly, if you want to target a mass market, you're spending more time and more resources targeting the mass market. If you're focusing on the niche market, it's always better. Why? It's a lot simpler, a lot more targeted, and your resources will be much less. And you know exactly who you're talking to. It makes you understand your business target audience a lot better as well. So I still stick to the niche market because it makes it a lot more direct, focused, simpler.
And what are the three common factors that lead to businesses failing the first year of operations?
I think to me, the three most common factors would be number one, focus. A lot of businesses tend to start doing everything, especially in bad times. What do I mean by that? When they see there's an opportunity here, they start scrambling and move towards that direction. When they see some opportunity there, they start scrambling and move over the other direction. So I think a lot of businesses, when they start out, they really need to stay focused to what they're doing. The second most common mistakes that most businesses do and fail is that they do not get the right people on the same boat and ship with them. It's very important to have the same kind of intellect, the same kind of passion, the same kind of feel for the business itself. If you're not focusing and you're not having the right people moving the same direction, a lot of times it can cause the ship, the business itself, to fail. And thirdly, I think this is something that a lot of businesses, not just in Malaysia, but all over the world, especially in America, as proven by a lot of the banks today, is bad cash flow management. You may have a lot of profit on paper and it looks great on paper, and banks in America and also all these financial institutions are creating money out of nothing. And that's wrong, because at the end of the day, there's really no cash there at all. And if a company manages its cash badly, at the end of the day, what's going to happen is that you close shop. If you don't have business, that's fine. If you don't have cash, it's not fine at all. Because without cash, you cannot run businesses.
And how do you get people to be on the same boat as you?
I think throughout the years, you do not just become an entrepreneur overnight. It's the training that you do receive over the years when you work in corporate organizations, or even though when you're having a game of football, you can find individuals who have the same kind of desire and the same hunger for success. I think it's important for us to be aware of people that are around us most of the time. It's not just looking for people who are interested in business, but looking for people who are interested in life in general, and transfer that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of energy back to the businesses that you're doing. So you can find people from anywhere, from church, from your temples, from sports, from clubs, from anywhere.
And you talk about bad cash flow management as well. How do you address it?
I think at the end of the day, it's fundamentals. It's, let's say I'm your mother or I'm your father. I give you 10 ringgit. I tell you, what do you do with your 10 ringgit? You spend it all, or you overspend 10 ringgit? What do? You go and borrow money? No, simple. You have 10 ringgit. First thing you do, you save some money. You pay yourself first. You pay yourself 20%, 30%, and then you invest the rest of the money. Either you buy some food for yourself, or you invest in some friends, and hopefully they'll return you that favor. If I give you 10 ringgit and you spend 20 ringgit, that's bad cash flow management. It's as simple as that. The problem with most people is that they are trained to use credit cards. They are trained to borrow money without understanding that you do have to return it. And when you spend money on credit card, hey, it's going to come back to you sooner or later. The banks, even though they close shop, someone's going to come and collect the loans from you, the bad debts. So it's very fundamental as far as cash flow management. Do not spend more than what you are earning. That's it.
Right. You know, T. Half Acres spoke about our money blueprint. Does this also have an implication on how people, you know, they have bad cash management?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, the money blueprint is great, it's important. T. Half Acres have shared a lot of this money blueprint that we need to have in our lives. But again, different people have got different blueprints that is suitable and it will work for them. So although many may want to use that money blueprint, but a lot of people also may think that it's not really right for me. I don't really need one. I'm pretty good with the way I have and lead my life. So do I really need it? Sure, for those who need it. Does everyone need it? Not necessarily.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Ernie Chen, the CEO of Adson International Group. The word entrepreneur has been overused, and there are many business people calling themselves entrepreneurs. So what's the difference between a business person and an entrepreneur?
I think an entrepreneur is someone, at the end of the day, willing to take risks for the business itself. if I have borrowed money from my mama and my papa, I'll call it mama, papa, entrepreneur. And if I lose all the money, do I really have to pay back my parents? Will you really call that an entrepreneur? I don't think so. There are also entrepreneurs who come out with a great business idea. They approach the angel investors. They approach venture capitalists. And if the money has disappeared, at most, what do? You're responsible for it. You lose your job. What I would really say, being a true entrepreneur is someone who is willing to go for it and take the risk of their idea consistently, continuously looking for new opportunities, ventures. They never get tired of new opportunities, new ventures. That's a true entrepreneur. A business person is someone who is able to really grow the business and manage it professionally, and not so much of the sentimental values towards the business itself, but more of just wanting to grow the business to a significant size where ultimately you list the company and it grows dividends for the shareholders. I think that's the main difference between an entrepreneur and also a business individual. One is truly sentimental towards their business ideas. The other one is sentimental towards the business dividends that comes out from the end of the day.
So to go into business, though, isn't it also about passion?
Yes, passion has a lot to do with it, but just having passion alone will lead you nowhere. I've met and spoken to a lot of young entrepreneurs. I've spoken to a lot of business individuals. Everyone will tell you passion is important. I do not disagree. In fact, it is very important. It's what keeps you going consistently, continuously, without stopping and wanting to do it and making sure it happens. But we also got to realize, without the proper knowledge of the market, without having the idea of your competitors and also proper economic fundamentals, you won't get anywhere as well. So it's to have passion important, but more importantly to also have the business knowledge, the business skills, which will help you get there.
And so how do you turn passion into revenue? For example, if a person is passionate about animal rights, how can you turn that passion into profit?
Very easy. If you're in animal rights, you will have a lot of experience and expertise in this particular area. Start speaking in conferences, travel around the world, share your thoughts, write a book, record a video, document it down, sell it online, market it to anyone and everyone out there in the market. Start a consulting practice, advise animals, rights activists on all that they can do for their countries and their organizations. Start promoting CSR in this particular area. Do right for the animals. This is what you can do. Start a pet shop. Offer products under your company. Endorse brands by being an animal rights activist. Tons of ideas can come of just being an activist in any area. So happen this is animal activist.
BFM 89.9, the business station.